And this is Annie. This is my entry for Spoken Sunday. It's a first draft of a short story that I wrote a couple of years ago. And the prompt was, what if the doctor said, whoops, there seems to be triplets here. And this is what I wrote. Emily shut her eyes and gave a low, guttural groan as she pushed for the fifth time. Her chest heaved rapidly up and down as she rested between contractions. That's a girl, you're nearly there, Joe soothed. The doctor sharply looked at him. Females are made to birth. Of course she can do it, now stop distracting her. Joe flushed. It's just that it's her first birth. It's special to us. He looked fondly down at Emily, who shifted uncomfortably on her side. Doc, is she supposed to be breathing that hard? The doctor looked up. It's called sheep panting. It's very normal. A tall girl, bedecked in rubber gloves and plastic gown, beautifully manicured fingernails and perfect makeup, approached. Dr. Sutton, where would you like these instruments? The doctor gestured with a hand and a glance to a clear spot. Joe's eyes widened when he saw the array of oversized scissors, forceps and other strange stainless steel implements being laid out. You're not going to cut her. We talked about this. She's doing it the natural way. It's all precautionary, Joe, I assure you. She's taking a long time to go through this stage, and we're just here ready, in case there are problems in the birth canal. Emily burst out another groan and continued to pant heavily. A gush of fluid soaked the intern's boots as she attempted to avoid any getting on her perfect moleskins. An impossibly small shape struggled into Dr. Sutton's hands as its nose was cleared of the sticky amniotic fluid. Bridget, quickly with a towel. You'll need to catch the next one. The doctor ordered as another small form slithered away from its mother. Oh, oops, there seems to be triplets here. Joe was incredulous. But we're only having one. What do you mean, triplets? Dr. Sutton sat back and looked at Joe. That there is three of them, sir. See for yourself. Blustering, Joe replied, how could you have missed all of those after all the tests we've put her through? Dr. Sutton handed the next wet form to the intern. Birth is not a science, Joe. Sometimes nature has a laugh on us. Now, if you don't mind, we need to get her stitched up. She's torn rather badly. Joe grimaced and looked away. He patted Emily on the head as her large brown eyes gazed up at him. Well, love, they all look like you, not a spot of their father in them. Emily's mouth parted as she gave a grunt. You thirsty, love? Here, I'll get you some water. He strode over to a tap and filled a small container. The doctor stood and brushed her muddy knees down. You might have chosen a better spot to birth, Emily. There's a nice warm shed over there. Joe pulled Emily to her feet. Come on, Em, let's walk up to the shed. We'll get you warm and fed and some straw for a bed, hey? What about her babies? Bridget cried. Dr. Sutton snapped her rubber gloves off. They're healthy enough. They'll follow her up to the shed. I'll carry them, Bridget insisted. You'll leave them be. Emily won't take them if they can smell your human scent on them. Stop rubbing them down. They need a good coating of birthing fluid on them for her to recognise them as hers. She looked over at Joe, who was insistent chatting to his prized ewe, and then to Bridget, moaning about broken fingernails and mud on her new R.M. Williams moleskins, and shook her head, mumbling, city folk, just got no idea. Now, I didn't actually want to write about a conventional birth. As you can see, I've got fairly strong opinions on what actually happens within maternity care. The conversations in this piece would not actually be too far off the norm in a human's maternity ward, where many doctors, although they are very caring and professional, they often forget that the woman is birthing and they have a right to an opinion, and she deserves to be heard, not talked over the top as if she was not there, as if she was an animal. I hope you enjoyed it, and if you'd like to see any more of my work, go over to www.annieevett.com. I'll catch you next Sunday.